Welcome back to hour number two right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. As we continue to guide you through the fastest 2 hours in radio, remember to listen to the show on the go. You can just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can also listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. Normal data rates apply. Okay, so we're going to talk some MLB here in hour number two. We've invited back, always open invitation for our very own from YSR, and that is Andy Pondillo. Good evening, Andy. It's nice to have you with us on this Friday night.
Always excited, and definitely been an interesting baseball season thus far.
It has been very interesting, kind of disappointing, I think. That would be my descriptor, especially with the Astros. What in the world is going on with them? This 4-5 start, I'm sorry, Andy, but my expectations are higher.
Well, we're definitely a lot higher here in Houston at this point because of the offense, the veteran leadership that's been assembled on this team. But you can look at it really two ways at 4-5. You can look at it that, yes, it's 4-5 start. The offense has struggled mightily. They're at the bottom of the league in almost every offensive category. But yet, they're still only 4-5 because there's a lot of teams out there that are pulling 3-6. They've won two games. They went 0-5 to start the year. There's been, you know, a good amount of teams struggling, and a lot of those teams were organizations that expected to be champions this year of their division. So while it looks bad, the pitching, the defense has been spectacular, and that's why they're not really under that eight ball right now as they face the Angels.
Okay, so you talk about the defense, the pitching, that's been the bright spot. But this was, and Andy, we talked about this many times on the show, one of the better offensive teams. I mean, you got guys like Chris Carter. He hit 37 home runs last year. George Springer, he had 20 home runs in 2014. John Singleton, Jose Altuve. Come on, what's going on?
A lot of strikeout hitters, and they're going to struggle. But what I didn't expect would happen with this team is I figured that if you put enough good hitters in one lineup, they all wouldn't struggle together. There would be, I think at every single period of time, there would be a guy that just can't figure it out. Because power hitters, they're the streakiest hitters in all Major League Baseball, unless you're Mike Trout, Albert Pujols with the Angels. These guys are a little more consistent, but they also get paid a different value than what a lot of these guys with the Astros get paid. A lot of great hitters in this lineup. It was very odd to see them all just plummet right off the bat. Literally everyone was just about ice cold as soon as the season started. Now it's starting to come up a little bit. Gattis has had some great swings. Jed Lowry's been leading this team offensively. Jake Mariznick in the 9-hole has had some good swings. So you're starting to see them turn a corner a little bit in terms of hits. They haven't always been able to put runs together. They've had games where they've had 8-10 hits and then haven't been able to score runs. So it comes down to batting with runners in scoring positions. It comes down to strikeouts. So they've had their issues at the plate. I tend to weigh a little optimistically right now that they're starting to get out of it. Not completely. They aren't going to go bash 15 runs in, I don't think, anytime soon. However, you're starting to see those signs. Chris Carter would probably be the concerning one, in my opinion. Last season and the season before, he had a lot of troubles in the first half. And you just can't have a guy that only hits for one half of a season.
Andy, you've been covering baseball for many, many years. So how long does it typically take for, when you're going through a funk like this, to get into rhythm, to get into sync?
That's the tough part to figure out, because when you get into a funk, it's a lot harder to get out of it. Once you're in it, you can be in it for an entire season. We've seen guys that just completely fall off the map for 600 straight at-bats for whatever reason. They just can't figure it out.
Wow.
And when you get into that slump, it becomes more and more difficult. It gets into your head. I feel like we see that with some of the Astros hitters right now, starting to get in their head a little bit. They're swinging at pitches they shouldn't be swinging at. They're taking pitches they shouldn't be taking. They're fouling hittable pitches off. And a lot of it has to do with guess pitch sometimes, trying to get that fastball out in front. They're getting pitched backwards. Chris Carter, he's been swinging through some fastballs. It's very simple stuff I feel like they're not achieving right now. They're going to strike out a lot. A lot of people are going to point to these heavy strikeout numbers. That's not going to stop. But it doesn't mean they can't put the ball on the bat when there's a runner at third and less than two outs. Move the runners a little better. I believe they're going to. There is a few concerning points right now on this team. We said the offense was going to be good. It's going to get better, but what level of good is it? Is it just a little better than average in the league? Is it top three in the league? Mm-hmm. They're going to be top three in home runs no matter what, my opinion. But does that create enough runs to make them a great offensive team? That's going to be a big question this year.
And did you think they need to demonstrate more patience at the plate?
I think their patience has been fine. At times, I think they've been too patient. They're looking at pitches that are very hittable. They're taking fastballs early in the count. And that's a sabermetric way to play baseball. They tell you, see pitches, see pitches, see pitches. Work the pitchers. Mm-hmm. Work those starting pitchers. Wait till you find one to hit. But the problem is they've been facing tough pitching between Cleveland and Oakland. These guys, they throw strikes. And when you get strikes, you're going to have to swing early in the count. You may not want to. You may not want to take that first pitch fastball and pop it up to center field. But sometimes you've just got to take a chance and take the first one you see, swing, hit, see fastball, hit fastball. I feel like sometimes it's been getting too much in their head toward trying to work these counts, and they're not scoring runs because of that. Guys like a George Springer, I want to see him hacking at the first fastball he gets. Altuve, I want to see him aggressive hacking at those first fastballs. There's times and places probably not to do that. However, I don't think seeing pitches has quite been the problem for the team. With the amount of strikeouts they have, they've definitely seen a lot of pitches. They're just not making good contact right now.
Our very own Andy Pondillo is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Would love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports, and you can always go to our podcast page at yahoosportsradio.com/podcast. And, of course, our AP, he's everywhere. So tell the listeners, Andy, where they can check you out and connect.
Well, you can check me out, ClimbingTallisHill.com. We just posted a new podcast, Astro Chat. And, you know, I've definitely been at a few games now, been in the clubhouse, talked to AJ Hinch. So trying to give you the vibe of what's going on over there and give a different perspective each week.
Okay, so we were talking about Chris Carter, and then obviously he has struggled mightily out of the gates. John Singleton, he's tearing up AAA.
Yeah, he's tearing up AAA, and it's going to be a question that's going to be posed soon. I think it's too early to overreact. It's a 162-game season. You got to be careful. But this is a trend people have seen in Chris Carter, and you didn't want to see this. He's the guy you did not want to see come out swinging ice cold, because we've seen this story play out two straight years. John Singleton, he's the first baseman of the future. Let's make no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He is. The Astros are going to give him every opportunity to succeed in the major leagues. And right now, he has no position to play in. That's first base. It's taken up by Chris Carter. Chris Carter is a guy that teams covet and trade, because there's a lot of teams that don't hit for power like the Astros do. You have to feel that if Singleton continues his trend, Mariznick's out in center, so that's going to be another position that you can't move Carter to the outfield, because you have an outfield clogged right now. You can't move him to DH. Gattis is at DH. Carter would have nowhere to go if they want to bring Singleton up, so that would lead to a possible trade. And that's something that a lot of people thought may have happened during the offseason. It didn't happen because they weren't confident in Singleton's abilities yet.
Okay, our very own Andy Pondillo with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Let's talk some about pitching really quick. You think Keuchel, I know you're not being a homer, are you? Do you think he could win the Cy Young?
I think he's a Cy Young caliber pitcher. And right now,
really? Tell me why.
Because we think, talk Cy Young, it's not just throwing quality innings, but it's getting deep into games. It's logging 7-8 innings per game. This guy's so economical with his pitches. He's not going out there trying to strike everybody out. He knows how to pitch to each batter's weaknesses, and he takes advantage of it. His execution on location, it looks even better than last year through two starts. Now, I'm trying not to overreact, because, you know, things can always find a middle ground. But you talk to scouts, you talk to people around baseball, they say that Keuchel, it wasn't a one-year wonder. They say people don't realize how good this guy is. His control from last year to this year at times has been Greg Maddux-like, and it's very exciting for Astros fans. Between him and Colin McHugh, it's absolutely amazing what Jeff Luhnow has been able to put together at the top of the rotation, because this is the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the pitching. These are not supposed to be the guys at the top of the rotation, and they're performing like staff aces. This bodes very well for the Astros in the future.
Okay, Elissa Walker-Campbell, along with you right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We're going to continue going around the horn with our very own Andy Pondillo. And after the commercial break, we'll be talking about the AL Central. The Tigers, they are 8-1. Much more straight ahead right here at YSR.